doctrine. Yet in Adventism, we become Adventists through an evangelistic series or Bible studies, whatever, raised Adventists, whatever it amounts to. And somewhere along the line, we're taught the doctrines of the Bible, and when it comes to Bible prophecy, we're taught what Daniel 2, what Daniel 7, what Daniel 8, what Daniel 11, Revelation 13, Revelation 17. We're taught what these mean. And we're taught what these mean, not simply from the book Daniel and Revelation, but just from the general understanding of what Adventists have identified as the beast powers, and on and on and on. We have an understanding of prophecy that has become a doctrine. And one of the primary foundations for us making prophecy a doctrine is the book Daniel and the Revelation. And I'm not opposing the fact that when we're teaching people from the Bible, the understandings that we have as Seventh-day Adventists, that we need to go through and give a very clear overview of how we understand these prophetic chapters. But prophecy is not a doctrine. Prophecy is a truth that isn't simply something that is established in the Word of God, and it remains the same from that point on. Prophecy, unlike the other truths of God's Word, is specifically identified in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy as something that continues to develop. It's the bright light that continues to shine brighter as the end of the world approaches. It's something that develops. It's a truth that continues to grow as we approach the end of the world, and prophecy is more focused on the end of the world than any other aspect of history that prophecy addresses. The primary focus of prophecy is the end of the world, so as we approach the end of the world, more light will come from prophecy than we had prior to that time period that we happen to be in. So when we as Adventists develop a mentality that prophecy is simply a doctrine, without thinking about it, we are conditioning ourselves to say, there is no further need of studying prophecy for me, because I've studied what Stephen Haskell said about Daniel and Revelation. I've studied what Uriah Smith has said about Daniel and Revelation. I've listened to this evangelist, we're all pretty much in agreement on these subjects, and I know it now,